Rain Drive Part 2. A month away from her second birthday, 4 months of necessary rain with gray sky in between the sessions, stopped for a few weeks, now here again. We need the rain, a common refrain. Deadly fires last November easily conjure the sense of suffocation stuck inside with the world's worst air. But who were we to complain while our house stood dry and ashy but not in flames? Blink, and November is April. Sun splashed 85 degrees. 2-day heat wave. New air conditioner unit. Rendered useless already. Crawl space swimming pool. 200, 300 gallons underneath. Furnace access restricted. Vacuum, rental, water, straw, knees and back stretched, bailing us out. Thunder and lightning, molars and biting, awake at 4:25, Mama weathered the dawn, Papa takes over at 9:30, we drive to parts unknown. Winding up a green hillside, Port Costa, one main street, one old schoolyard. Past an abandoned red car, forest off-ramp, incline, decline. The car hidden in the forest, treacherous. Conversations morph into arguments, whispers into songs, into dances. We drive until the sun spins its light through cloud cover back toward uncivilization. Showers commence. She wakes with a satisfied yawn. Windshield wiper, wiper windshield. Discovers those blackberries in her lap. So fast, so slow. Earth rotating, spinning, sun, moon. Light, dark, in between. Too young, too old, too small, too big. Blink, blink. All of the blinks in a life. Future months, past years. Cascade, decayed. Now tall enough. Foot pedal handle. Bars slip off, try on. Next week, next month, papers, money. 1 foot in. New school shoes, 1 foot in. The rest of. Resting for a minute, hour, day, week, day, a never-ending, finger-opening, let go, letting, going, going to let go, later, sooner, all of it, identity sent with thee, who we were, who we are, who we will be, all of it, the long and short of it.